They keep you saying the same excuses. There's too many elephants. It's overpopulated. The whole thing, it's just that it's been mismanaged. They haven't got the money, so now they have to sell the future generations natural resources so that they can survive. But the big issue here, it's not about the overpopulation or whatever. It's what is actually happening by actually kidnapping little babies from the mothers, because they're very close-knitted families, you know, the elephants. And to actually export them from here to China and to wherever, it's not natural. Now, the ethics come into it. And the big issue here is that the only crime these animals have committed is actually being born in Zimbabwe. And now they're going to face a lifetime of imprisonment, where their life cycle actually is cut in half, you know, because elephants normally live up to 72 years, and by putting them in captivity, they only live until about 30, 35. So it's very cruel and it's very inhumane. We want these elephants to remain in Zimbabwe or in Africa and let the tourists come and see these animals in its own natural habitat and not export them.
So what is the way forward now that the government is insisting and is going on with the sales?
The thing is, they're going to have repercussions, because, you know, there's 31 agencies in America who are not going to be sending any more tourists to Zimbabwe. So, you know, you can make your little bit of money that actually goes on, and government and whoever keeps blaming the West. You know, it's all politics. It's all dirty. And we'll still say that these animals should remain in Africa, and it belongs to the future generation, and it doesn't belong to the national parks. They belong to every single Zimbabwean.